Hello, my name is Keena Parker. I am the author of Life Notes, A Viewpoint from Blackness, and I want to read another vignette from my book, and it's called Death. Another black man died today. No one noticed. They all just went on their way. The news reported it with no emotion and no pain. It was like the weather was clear with signs of rain. Another father, brother, lover, or son would no longer be around to bring happiness to someone. The future will hold no goals because this man was chosen to make a graveyard his home. Some will remark what a difference he could have made had he simply been allowed to continue on with his day, to go to work, watch a game, spend time enjoying family, or find something to make him complain, to simply have the right to live, not have someone else determine when his life would end. Dreams held so dear cut short because he chose simply to walk to the gym. Why is it people think they're a god and they can take your life because they wanted money to have some fun? Another black man died today, and no one screamed out in anger that a brother left this place. So one less will stand with a million men. One less will hold a candle in memory of Martin. You see, it's sad to say, another black man died today. No one noticed, no one cares. I guess it is because tomorrow another would die the same way. And the point of this video is simply black on black crime destroys our community. It destroys a generational opportunity to make a difference. And we should be angry about that. And we should be doing something to change it. What inspired this vignette was when Tupac Shakur died, I just felt like an artist's voice was silenced. When Bill Cosby's son died, it just reminded me that regardless of where black men are in the world or where they are in this nation, there's a threat on black crime. And obviously it goes for women as well, is that black on black crime destroys our communities. So with that, I hope you enjoyed this vignette and realize that these vignettes can be a great way to have conversations about serious issues. Closing, last thought here is, when we love ourselves, there is no worry about self-destruction and a community will thrive. When we hate ourselves, we will destroy everything and everyone in our path and a community will not survive. Another black man died today. No one noticed, no one cares. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed listening.